Welcome back, hour number two of the Tom Abraham Show. Hope you're having a wonderful day on this Reflection Monday. We'll be getting back to your phone calls in just a little bit. Tom Luganville coming up in the next hour of the radio show. We'll talk some recruiting with him. He of ESPN, ESPNU. Barry Krause does color and or does post-game for the Indianapolis Colts, played for the Colts for 10 years. He will join us coming up in the next segment, as well as we'll continue to break down the championship games. But the boys are predators, headed out west for a little shorty, took the dads with them, and dropped a couple of games, and now it's a three-game losing streak, and that's not why we're talking to Barry Trotz today, because we would have had this lined up if they come back with the wins either way. But, we're glad to have him join us. See, Coach joins us now. Coach Trotz, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Be a little different attitude, though, today. A little mood different today if you guys went out there and got those two wins. And defensively, goaltending, those things, your own end, played well enough to win. It's just the goals have dried up again.
Yeah, they have, in a sense. I think in the last little while, I look at the Toronto game and got off to a poor start and didn't get much goaltending there. And, we came back, but we fell short. In Phoenix, we played very well for two periods, and they scored a second goal, not really a great goal by Dan Ellis, and really took the momentum away from us at the point, and went on to win. And Colorado, I thought we played well enough to win, but just couldn't get another puck behind Anderson, and we took a few too many penalties. It isn't one thing that I can really point to. It's just we're falling a little bit short, and by falling short, we've lost a couple games here.
Hockey is always a season of streaks, slumps, and you want to get the winning streaks. You want to be 5, 6, 7 games. The losing streaks, 2. And that's about it. And the slumps, 3 maybe. What do you do to snap them out of it? At this particular point, with some more big games, had a weekend off, which is unusual, but you're still on the road. Got to go to Columbus now tomorrow night, and of course Detroit on Saturday night. What is the formula in your mind to kind of get them focused again?
Well, I think you probably hit the word focus. We got to make sure that we're really focused, and we got to play with a lot of urgency. I mean, we can look at the standing and say, there's some teams behind us and all that, but it can really close up on you real quickly. And so, I just think the focus on beating Columbus, and then if we get that accomplished, then our task is to go to Detroit and try to beat them. So I don't want to look past one game, and I think sometimes you tend to look and we'll be okay. If we go 5-5 in the next 10, we should be fine. But I really look at it's an urgent time for us. We got 10 games till the break, and if we can really have a good run in these 10 games, then I think it really sets us up for the third season, the last 21 games of the regular season, and hopefully in the playoffs. But we control our own destiny right now.
Predators coach Barry Trotz joining us here on the Tom Abraham Show. And coach, when you look at that thing is coming up there, that Olympic break, we got plenty of guys playing in that deal. You got one that's going to be a captain an assistant captain on the American team, and of course Weber, and then the guys that are playing back with their European teams. Do you worry about them kind of peeking ahead to that thing? That's kind of like the 900-pound gorilla in the room, and just staying focused on what we got to take care of, so that when you get to that Olympic break, you can kind of rest a little bit easy during that, not be worrying about hanging on in the playoffs and that type of stuff at the end.
Yeah, I don't really worry about it. I think the maturity level of the guys that are going are pretty good, and we've already talked about it weeks ago about they get everything done in terms of taking care of their family. I think it might be an issue as you get to the last two or three games before their break, where guys are start thinking ahead, and it's a pretty big event, and for the for guys to think that it won't cross their mind in a moment of peace, when they're on the plane or whatever, it'd be sure. Be ludicrous. But I think they're mature enough to recognize the importance of the games for us, and they're very proud of what they've accomplished with this team and where they want to go, and they know that they're big factors of us winning and losing. So I'm pretty secure with that. That element, but to think that it doesn't cross their mind once in a while would be absolutely ludicrous, I think.
You alluded to it earlier. You had to put the hooks into Pex in the Toronto game. It seemed I was at that game, and it just seemed like there was a little bit of deer in the headlights look everywhere. You know, for that Toronto team to come in and be, you know, winning the loose pucks and winning the two-on-ones along the boards and kind of out-hustling, and it seemed kind of weird. And I know a lot of guys are from that Ontario area, and the guy and some of the dads were in town and so on. But then they really played well after that, and Ellie played great. Both goaltenders played well enough on this last little roadie to win both games. Is a time coming where somebody's going to get 2 out of 3 starts, or are you going to keep rotating like this?
No, I think, as I said, if I can get one goaltender to get hot right now, I'm gonna ride that till the Olympic break. If it's Pax or if it's Ellie, whoever gets hot first, I think I'm going to ride that goaltender till the Olympic break, or we're a similar situation. You know, we have a couple back-to-backs, but you know that player would probably get the majority of the looks. So I'm hoping one can get hot for us and carry us a little bit. We've got some injuries. We got Arnott back, but we've lost, you know, Joel Ward hasn't been healthy last little while. He's not going to play tomorrow, and Marcel Gotch is a little bit banged up. So we got a lot of guys that love nicks and nagging things, but hopefully we can get them back on track. And we really need to get production from our top guys, especially our center ice. Arnie hasn't scored for a while. I need him to step up his play, and David Leguan's play has slipped of late, where I need some production there. And obviously calling Cal O'Reilly up from Milwaukee to fill Gotcha's spot is where we're at right now.
Yeah, and when you went on that little push to get yourself to the position where you were up kind of in the middle of the playoff race, you know, Leggy was solid. I mean, he was coming up with some big points and some big nights, and it was kind of helping you guys get some of those wins and so on. And as you said, Arnie's really been struggling. Can you get thinking about it too much? I mean, is it a matter of just not getting, you know, the right looks and the right time and space, or is it a matter of, a loss of confidence? That guy's such a veteran. I mean, it's not like he doesn't know how to score.
Yeah, I think the one thing I talked to Arnie this morning, and the one thing that I don't want when you're in a slump is to get frustrated, and then you stop. When you get frustrated, you stop working, you stop moving your feet, you stop going to those hard areas, and it doesn't become enjoyable to play. And what I said to Arnie is that, you know, I just need you to play what I call it a big man's game. You know, he's such a big physical specimen that when he plays at a real heavy game where he hangs on the pucks and goes, you know, I've got as much skill as you, but I'm bigger and stronger, and I'm going to just be a little more forceful in that what I call a big man's game. He can really dominate games, and I says that's where you have to be right now. That's going to be your mindset. Is I'm going to be really determined that, you know, I'm going to put pucks in there. If they don't go in, that's fine, but I'm going to be really determined and play that big body game. And if he does that, he'll come out of this slump very quickly.
Let's face it, Trotsky, it wouldn't be bad if somebody just bounced one in off a shin or something either, because that, you know, like that one.
They don't ask you how, just how many.
Sometimes you need that one, like that kid Clark got for the Penguins yesterday when he didn't even see the puck. It just happened to tip his stick and go in and win that game for them. And sometimes that's what you need to get you going. You just need something stupid to happen in the right direction.
But if you keep doing the right things over and over, it'll happen. So.
We love this team. We love the way you guys are working every night, and it's going to set us up for a great spring run, I believe. And just keep grinding it, man. It's great hockey.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom. Take care.
Thanks, Trotsky.